Hello there, Ed Steve here. Welcome to another podcast. Thank you everyone for listening, downloading, subscribing, and if you're recommending it to your friends and family, thank you very much. It's a lovely sunny Saturday morning here, so I have the windows open, so there might be some background noises. But don't worry about that. As I say, I'm recording this Saturday morning, but I'm scheduling it for podcast tomorrow morning. But that's all because you should already be listening to a podcast at the moment. There's one for today already. And you'll be pleased to know, in this one, we also have a quiz. We haven't had a quiz for a while, have we now? I say you'll be pleased to know, you might just think, oh, get on with it. Which, I don't blame you. So, as usual, with the quiz, I'm going to give you the questions in advance. Then you can listen through the podcast, test your listening comprehension to see if you can spot the answers. And I will repeat the questions and give you the answers after the main part of the podcast. Okay, so here we go. There are six questions. So if you want to write the numbers down 1 to 6, there are 6 questions. Okay. Question number 1. How did I describe the man at the bus stop? How did I describe the man at the bus stop? Question number 2. What did I say about the age of the woods? What did I say about the age of the woods that I visited? Question number 3. How did I know where the exit to the woods were? How did I know where the exit to the woods were? Question number 4. Why did I want to visit this pond? Why did I want to visit this pond? Question number 5. What was my intention once I'd walked back through the woods? What was my intention once I'd walked back through the woods? And question number 6. How many drinks did I have? How many drinks did I have? Okay, you might want to play that back. After the break, we'll have the podcast bit. Hello, welcome back, and I'm going to begin now. It was a Saturday morning, and I was planning to meet a friend in the park for lunch. Unfortunately, due to a number of factors, we had to postpone. So I decided to go for a long walk in the woods instead. I made my way to the bus stop and saw a bus go past me. I attempted to run for the bus, but saw that even if I ran my fastest, I would not catch the bus. However, there was a man at the bus stop with either rainbow-coloured hair, or perhaps he was wearing a rainbow-coloured wig, I'm not sure. It was a bit like the clowns wear at the circus. The rainbow-haired man stopped the bus. I realised he had no intention of taking the bus. He was just stopping the bus so I could board. I managed to get to the bus, thanked the rainbow man for stopping the bus, and thanked the bus driver for waiting for me. I can't run as fast as I used to, so I was very grateful to the rainbow man's kind gesture. I've not seen them since. Perhaps I imagined it. It was very hot that day. I got off the bus at the top of the hill and crossed the road to the woods. These woods I know very well and have been walking or playing in them since I was a child. They are over 8,000 years old and probably have a protection order on them. I walked through the woods past the cafe where I sometimes have a nice vegetarian breakfast, and then down the hill and across the road into some other woods. These woods I don't know so well, but according to the information signs, these woods have been here since the last ice age. I wanted to get to the pond that was on the edge of these woods. I knew I had to go through these woods and across a field. The exit is marked by a rope swing tied to a tree. I therefore sort of knew the direction that I needed to take. However, I seemed to take a path I'd never taken before, as every time I thought I saw the exit, the path twisted a little further and upwards. I knew I had to climb a little bit, but there always seemed like there was a bit further to go. Fortunately, I knew I wasn't completely lost, as people walking their dogs and people on bicycles passed by me, some wishing me good morning. I eventually came to the clearing with the rope swing and turned right across the field and towards the pond. Beside the pond were a number of Egyptian geese and their young. In the English language, young geese are known as goslings. It was quite fascinating to watch them, but the real reason I came to the pond was to see if there were any terrapins. Terrapins are a type of small turtle. They are not native to the UK, and some were probably brought over here in the 18th or 19th centuries, and that's when they began to breed. I had been to this pond before to see terrapins, but there never seemed to be any there. I realise now that was because the weather was a little cooler and terrapins prefer to come out of the water and to bask on the side of the pond in the warmer weather. Luckily, I did see a terrapin, although I have been told there is more than one terrapin in the pond. The lone terrapin remained motionless at the side of the pond. I was glad that I'd seen it, and it was the first time I'd seen one in this place. I circled the pond, but alas, did not see any more terrapins. Although I think the solitary terrapin had moved a little, not much, a little. I sat down on the bench near the pond for a while, uploading some of my photos to Facebook and Instagram. I decided to take one last look to see if there are any more terrapins, but it wasn't to be. I walked back across the open field to where the rope swing marked the entrance. I planned to walk through these woods and up to the top of the hill to have a nice cold beer in the pub that used to be my grandfather's local. It didn't quite work out that way. I thought I took the path back out of the woods, or was retracing my steps from my previous journey. These woods seem to have many paths, and I seem to be following a different one each time, although that's not my intention. When I exited the woods, I wasn't where I expected it to be. I did think perhaps I was just around the corner from my usual location. However, as I turned the corner, I realised I was quite a long way from my destination, so needed a change of plan. I saw a sign for a nearby park. I probably hadn't been to this park in many years. However, the park was nearly 2 miles away, and it was becoming very hot, so I didn't feel like walking any further. Much closer was a train station. Trains leaving from this station would take me nearer to home, or rather, to a pub near home. I took the train and visited a pub that was originally a coaching inn in the 17th or 18th century. Here I had a couple of beers. I'd been walking a long way, it was hot, and I was thirsty, so I think I was entitled to those beers. I also had a sandwich. Leaving the pub, I walked across the heath to an ice cream van. I bought an ice cream and sat by the nearby pond, watching the ducks and geese and their young, the goslings and the ducklings, come and go. That's it. I shall repeat the questions next. Hello again, welcome back. I'm trying to record this section, but keep getting interruptions. That's the postman just been, and the washing machine's gone into very loud spin mode. But let's hope we can get through that. So I'm going to go through the questions again here, and I will give the answers after I've asked the question. I'll give you a few seconds space between each question and answer, but you might want to pause the recording. So here we go. Question number one. How did I describe the man at the bus stop? I described him as having rainbow coloured hair, or perhaps a wig, or looking like the clowns do in the circus, rainbow haired man, or rainbow man. Question number two. What did I say about the age of the woods I visited? I said that the first lot of woods were 8,000 years old and that the other woods had been there since the last ice age. Question number three. How did I know where the exit to the woods were? I said that the exit is marked by a rope swing tied to a tree. Question number four. Why did I want to visit this pond? The answer, because I wanted to see terrapins. Question number five. What was my intention once I walked back through the woods? My intention was to walk up the hill and then to have a beer in the pub that used to be my grandfather's local. Question number six. How many drinks did I have? A little bit of a trick question there. I said I had a couple of drinks. So that's not really specific. I suppose you could say two, because that's the right answer. But a couple of drinks is what I actually said in the podcast. There you go. How did you do? 100% score? Doesn't matter if you didn't. It's only for fun, as I say. Hopefully I'm going to upload some of these photos to the website and to Instagram. And you can see a picture of a terrapin. Okay, thank you everyone for listening, subscribing, downloading, recommending this podcast. I'll be back again soon. Until next time, take care, look after yourself, stay well. This is Steve saying bye bye, enjoy your weekend.